Well, you know about Black Friday, but did you know that tomorrow is Small Business Saturday? This has been a thing for a few years now, and with us now is John Kabatek, the California State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. John, good morning.
Good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving. How important is Small Business Saturday for these local small businesses?
Boy, this is such an important time of year and such a wonderful time of year to really support our own backyards. You know, Small Business Saturday has become a really amazing way to kick off the holiday season. It started about 15 years ago as a way to really get small business owners the help they need to recover from the Great Recession. And over the past, 15 years, whether it's been high times, low times, the COVID, you name it, we have been there to do that. And today, we find that Small Business Saturday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
John, another thing you can look at with Small Business Saturday, which is great, if you do have business at maybe some of the big box stores that you have to go to, you can also, small business, eat lunch at mom and pop restaurants. You know, that's another way you can contribute to this whole thing, not necessarily buying a product, which would be great, but also, visiting these local restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to businesses of any size and really getting those wonderful things for the holiday season or things that you just need for your own family, But just remember, when you stop in and patronize your favorite locally owned boutique, like you said, coffee shop or family run hardware store, you're actually helping put 68 cents of every dollar back into your own community. You're creating jobs. And most importantly, you're giving these local mom and pop owners hope for survival. And in California, let's face it, they need it. There's uncertain times. So yes, you can definitely look at the big box stores, but go to those small businesses. I mean, this is the way that you can get that money back to your community, get people working, and just get things back on track and do the right thing, and you'll find some cool stuff.
Yeah, you said it, John. These are tough times for many of these mom-pop shops, these small businesses, and also for many of the people who shop there who might be struggling. So it's a lot of, as you said, participate in the economy, support these small businesses. Everybody wins in the end.
Definitely. And, there's a lot of small business owners that really offer these really cool Small Business Saturday special deals, these discounts, promotionals. So, when you're making the rounds and now is time, I know it's now is the shopping season, whether you're thinking about that train set or video game for your kids, that little necklace or weed whacker for your spouse, or that pumpkin spice latte for yourself because you just need that little jolt, visit that small business owner on Main Street in your community. You're making a difference, and Small Business Saturday is the perfect way to help send a message year-round that we can support our small business owners.
Also important to remember when it comes to these small businesses, a lot of them, if not most of them, have the same prices, if not lower, than some of the big box stores as well. There was a local hardware store still there in the town I grew up in. That's where we went. We didn't go to Home Depot if we needed something. We went to this hardware store because the prices were the same, if not lower, and you got better service there.
It's really true. And you get that personal, very, very personal touch that you get from those small businesses. They're putting that care, that heart, that love into every product and service they offer. And it's just exciting. We see so many people. I think we really saw it during the pandemic, that people really realized that we got to help our own backyards here. And I think what we try to tell our policymakers is, when you help those small businesses succeed, you're helping that money come back to your schools, your roads, your highways, your hospitals, your local clinics. And I think those are things that we find when times are tough and those dollars aren't coming back, people can struggle. So doing your part with that Small Business Saturday support helps your community and in so many ways. And like you said, it's personal. It's fun. It's those cool toys and handmade carvings and items that are made with lots of love. And that's really the nice thing about Main Street and what I love about working with small business.
John Kabatek, National Federation of Independent Business. John, thanks so much.